We have Julie Duval, Program Officer from ANPO.
We represent unrepresented nations and peoples. This includes indigenous peoples, minorities, and also unrecognized states or occupied territories around the world.
Thank you very much and welcome, Julie, to SBS Radio Hmong Program. According to the recent dialogue with Southeast Asia, EU delegation talking with a Lao official from Foreign Affairs, especially at the Department of Treaties and Laws, EU delegation seems pretty happy with the Laos government's progress in human rights issue. Could you brief us a little bit more about the meeting and what has been achieved?
In this meeting, UNPO is disappointed to see that the EU didn't seem to have a dialogue with Laos on minority or indigenous rights. But the EU still encouraged the Lao PDR to ratify several covenants, including the International Convention for the Protection of All People from Enforced Disappearances, which Laos has signed in 2008 but not ratified yet. And the EU also has encouraged Laos to issue invitations to United Nations Special Rapporteurs. And Laos responded to this that it would on a case-by-case basis, which can be seen as a progress. Now my organization really hopes that Laos is going to issue invitations to the special rapporteurs working specifically on indigenous peoples and minorities, also to assess the situation of the Hmong.
Do you know the time frame or how soon it's going to be? It is just a guess.
So to our knowledge, there is no concrete time frame in the sense that the recommendations that were issued by the EU to the Laotian government are recommendations and are not really legally binding. And there is no specific time frame in which Laos would have to ratify such or such international convention, for example. So there have been a few soft, let's say, deadlines that were mentioned in the human rights dialogue. So the first one is 2019, which is the year in which the following dialogue will take place. Another soft deadline could be considered Laos's own National Master Plan 2020. And the third one would be the UN Agenda 2030 for Sustainable Development, all of which, of course, are not tied to any legal consequences if the goals set therein are not fulfilled by Laos. So what we would want to see, of course, would be immediate implementation of the recommendations that have been issued by the EU, especially given the dramatic situation of the Hmong communities living in the jungle. We believe there is no time to waste.
Any words, any comments from the Lao official?
No, we haven't been as UNPO in contact with Laotian officials, so we don't know what their perception of this dialogue is. But as far as I know, most recommendations went from the EU to Laos on this.
Okay.
But of course, both parties have expressed the fact that they want to cooperate more and work together on human rights. So we could imagine that, for example, in order for Laos to follow certain recommendations that were made by the EU might put in place development projects that are focusing specifically on certain human rights issues in Laos in order to provide support to the country in improving its human rights situation.
Do you think that international organizations and human rights organizations pay much attention to Hmong in Laos jungles problems as many issues around Southeast Asian country like Rohingya in Myanmar, Duterte's prosecution of the illegal drugs trafficking in Philippines, or the democracy movement in Thailand, which was restricted by the junta government?
Well, our assessment is that the world does by no means have as much attention to the situation of the Hmong as it does for the crisis in Myanmar, for example, largely due to the significantly lower number of victims in question. The Hmong in the jungle down to between 2,000 and 4,000 people. Hmong communities inside the country are often scared to voice their concerns, as they have to fear severe repercussions for themselves and for their families. But Hmong in the diaspora are rather well connected and very active, as is shown by our member organization, the Congress of World Hmong People. But they do face various challenges in their activism. Because we talk of about a rather small number of Hmong in the jungle, it is difficult to get attention of foreign governments, international civil society organizations, and so on. The event that initially triggered the mass exodus of Hmong to the diaspora, so the end of the Vietnam War, is more than 40 years ago. And as many examples of our other members show, it is difficult getting the younger generation involved. Because second or third generation Hmong in the diaspora have no direct experience of persecution and suppression, or at least not in Laos. Although the Hmong are doing still a successful job in getting younger people involved. In addition, it is also very difficult to get reliable information from within the country, given that freedom of speech and assembly are severely limited, including online freedom of expression by Laos. And entire regions, such as the Sai Songbun region, where most of the Hmong Chau Pha live, are being cut off from the outside world, and access by journalists or international organizations is denied. So this is why overall the Hmong issue gets fewer attention than other current crises.
Despite all you have mentioned, there are also some international organization, news agency, actually going to the jungles of Laos and do some news and cover some stories about Hmong in the jungles, as well as some of the rights groups, especially Human Rights Watch, Torture, or MCT, or Amnesty International, even the Asian Parliament for Human Rights, to name a few, along with other rights organizations. They already sent letter, and you would think that all together with these incidents, it could do something or get something into action from the Lao government?
Well, it is great that human rights organizations, including UMPO, do their job of trying to keep Laos accountable for the international covenants it signed, and encourage and put pressure on the country to do more progress in this regard. But as discussed before, unfortunately, there is no way that the international community can force the Laotian government to ratify such a treaty or to stop some of the exactions it's carrying out against the Hmong. So we are really counting on continuous diplomatic pressure for this to be achieved. And for example, one tool that the European Union could use to put pressure on Laos would be to the conditionality of its development aid. The EU is the fourth biggest donor of foreign aid to Laos right now. And so if the EU told Laos, okay, we can continue giving you development aid, but in exchange you have to ensure that this and that human rights, and especially regarding the Hmong, are respected, maybe this would be an efficient way to put pressure on the country for it to finally take more action.
Is there any other way, apart from the Lao government has to sign the treaties, or respect the treaties, in that way the Lao government can say that now we are happy to comply?
Well, we believe that it's also important that in addition to ratifying certain international human rights treaties, that Laos also adopts legislation at national level to ensure better respect for certain rights. So, for example, we believe there is a need today for Laos to develop a legal framework to protect its inhabitants from land grabbing and forced relocation that deprive the Hmong from their means of subsistence. Land grabbing and forced relocation is a big problem for the Hmong living in the Sai Songbun region and others today. And Laos should adopt legislation on this matter.
Will the Laos government actually come to its senses and comply with international human rights standards like the EU delegations or human rights has asked?
It's difficult to say. Given that there have been few progress in the past years, we are rather pessimistic. And as I said before, there is no way that any international body can force Laos to do anything. But there are ways that we can exert pressure on the country, and we will definitely continue doing that, and we hope the European Union will continue doing it too, and hope for the best for Laos's indigenous and minorities.
As the UNPO organizations is one of the human rights organizations, does the Laos government send any statements or send any comments to you guys at all?
From what I know, in the past years, we have had no contact with the Laotian authorities. So, no, not really.
How about the UN human rights?
From what we know, the issue is not very well known by the United Nations, and in particular this issue of the Hmong living in the jungle. We have mostly been doing advocacy at the EU level for the moment, but I believe there should be more awareness raising at the United Nations level as well on this matter, because it is not really, really well known.
What is the progress made so far?
We have really started more intensively campaigning on the Hmong maybe 1 year or two ago, because we realized there was a real need for awareness to be raised on this case. And so with the Congress of World Hmong People today, we focus a lot on organizing advocacy meetings, mainly in Brussels and in Washington, D.C. And we have met with also people from the European External Action Service, the European Commission, members of the European Parliament, members of the U.S. Congress as well. We also, as you just mentioned, provide training and advocacy in the hope that they will become better advocates in the future. And we also organize events such as documentary screenings and conferences to raise awareness. So for now, we are, let's say, UNPO and the CWHP are building their partnership in order to become stronger on advocacy in the hope of getting concrete advocacy results in the near future.
Have any comments that we haven't touched on that you would like to add on?
Yes, so maybe to finish, I will just tackle three points that my organization is particularly concerned about regarding the situation of the Hmong. First, UNPO really condemns the military violence against the Hmong Chau Pha civilians, especially those from the Sai Son Bun region, and also condemns the intimidation, harassment, and persecution of human rights defenders, journalists, and members of indigenous and minority communities that are subjected to arbitrary arrests and enforced disappearances, if not killings. As I mentioned before, we also believe that there is a real need to develop legal frameworks to protect the Laotians and in particular the Hmong from land grabbing and forced relocation. And then finally, we also support the Congress of World Hmong People's demands for international mediation in the northern Laos conflict. Because today, the Hmong community living in the Sai Son Bun cannot dialogue in trust with the government. And we believe there is a need for an international organization or institutions such as the UN to step in order to encourage dialogue between the two parties and to play this role of mediator in the conflict that is currently taking place in Laos.
But the Lao presidents recently have said that there is no such issue or allegation of a human rights abuse like what you have just mentioned. And Lao is now a peaceful country. That's what the Laos government is saying.
Yes, this is the type of narrative that we also have to face in other contexts and other countries. The authorities have a tendency to deny that there is any issue occurring on their soil, or to say that As international organizations, we are not entitled to speak out against some of the decisions they take. But this is forgetting that the world is actually keeping an eye on the human rights situation. And they can deny, but the facts are here. And we will continue working in order to raise awareness of the international organizations on these matters.
What do international organizations or human rights organizations feel expect in 2019 when the EU delegations meet with La Official again?
Well, there are many things that that could be positive. As I mentioned, there is a need for international mediation, so we hope that the UN will finally realize what conflict is occurring in Northern Laos and do something about it, try to mediate between the two parties. We could exactly also hope that an EU delegation, so for example, a delegation of members of the European Parliament could go to Laos to assess the situation. And as also mentioned before, the EU encouraged Laos to issue invitations to special rapporteurs of the United Nations to go to Laos. And we also hope that Laos will issue such invitations, in particular the special rapporteurs on minority and indigenous issues. Right now, there is a real need for fact-finding assessment of the situation in order for international platforms to finally realize and state that, yes, there is a problem with the Hmong in Laos right now.
Okay, thank you very much, Julie.
You're welcome. Adriva.